We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's getting happier here at the Amerant Bank Arena. The band up here is rehearsing. It feels like a potential closeout game.
Yes.
For the Florida Panthers.
Decorations everywhere. A lot of people. It's festive.
Yeah, I can feel
the energy.
We were talking with Moeller in the last segment. Oh, they got these great towels that have the LED lights built into them. We were talking with Moeller, like, you know, exercising the demons of the Tampa Bay Lightning. But it could happen here tonight. I would love to see the Rats on the ice. And you send the Tampa Bay Lightning packing. Couple things. So, Funky Buddha Brewery, I was just told. I got to find that email for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So they're offering those Funky Ones Hot Wings flights like we did a few weeks ago there during the hockey and the basketball playoffs. And then they have them paired with their specialty beers. So like the Bomb, which is the wing flavor, the wing sauce that everyone said was – insane. Da Bomb is paired with No Crusts PB&J Brown Ale.
That's delicious.
The Last Dab, which is the one that you had, I think. That was the final one where you're like, the Last Dab is paired with Fire in the Hole Red Ale, which was the spicy red ale that we had tried when we were out at Funky Buddha.
All the new beers are Fire in the Hole, and they had another spicy one with the whole hot one stuff. Their new beers are off the chain, like the old, like the everything else, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter, the Hop Gun, the Floridian, everything's delicious. You got to try it.
Well, Funky Buddha, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and there's a Funky Buddha here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And if you want to watch the games, you can watch it at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Do yourself a challenge. Wings of Death. For the next few weeks, paired with their specialty beers. I think Dan Day's at Funky Buddha tonight. Is tonight Monday?
Yeah.
I know. Are you there tonight?
I know what I'm going to be doing tonight. Hopefully after trivia, not before, because
I can't hear Dan. Can you hear Dan?
Either, no.
I can't hear him at all.
Hopefully.
Is your mic on, Dan?
I think my mic is on, yes.
You guys are just rocking out so hard,
I'll turn myself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, my mama said.
My mama said. Lenny Kravitz?
It's a party. It is a little Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I know what I'll be doing tonight, hopefully after trivia, because if I ate those hot wings before, I might black out a little bit.
Yeah, I can't have those, but Crowder did the other day.
Yeah. Knock him down, Dan. Ain't that bad.
Come on. You're a man.
Man, if you're from New Orleans, hey, y'all invented spices.
Speaking of music, by the way, I mentioned it last hour, but the legendary metal band Megadeth, along with Mudvayne and All That Remains, is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. It's a Live Nation show. You can win tickets by going to WQAM.com and clicking on contests. We have a contest. I haven't even done the tickets, but we're giving away tickets to the movies. We have a 4-pack of tickets to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt at the Paragon Theater in Davie. That Ridge, yeah. You know where the Ridge is?
Yeah, right by off the wall.
Paragon Theater Ridge in Davie. We've got a 4-pack of tickets. I got to give them away this hour, Dan, so remind me. 4-pack of tickets to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt at the Paragon Theater in Davie. We'll do that this hour.
It's one of those with the recliner and your own table.
Oh,
and,
I like that.
Yeah, it's one.
That's a good way to see a movie.
Oh, I love it. We go there with the kids all the time.
Let's do headlines here. Solana's on his way to the Kaseya Center for a little Heat basketball tonight. Heat are 10-point underdogs. Let me just see a couple of these props before we get headlines. Then Doug Plagan's going to join us. Dee-dee-dee. 10 points tonight. You want to guess the over-under for Tyler Hero?
26.
20 and a half.
They're not winning if he scores 20.
Bam.
Is that right around there, 21?
19 and a half.
Who's going to score?
Jaime Jaquez Jr. is at 14 and a half. Caleb Martin, 9 and a half. Nikola Jovic, 8 and a half. Haywood Highsmith, 6 and a half. DeLon Wright, he'll be back in the lineup, 5 and a half. And Duncan Robinson, who is obviously not himself. He said that he was not going to be 100% anyway, but he's at 4 and a half, and I would probably play the under on that.
So Jimmy and Tyler are going to score 41 combined?
You mean Bam and Tyler?
I mean Bam and Tyler.
Yeah.
And we're going to win?
Jason Tatum, 25 and a half. Jaylen Brown, 21 and a half. Kristaps Porzingis, 15 and a half. Derek White, 12 and a half. Drew Holiday, 9 and a half. Al Horford, 6 and a half. Peyton Pritchard, 6 and a half. And Sam Hauser, Heat killer, 5 and a half.
Y'all still making fun of Porzingis?
No, I like Kristaps Porzingis. The way that you rave about him, though.
I love
with
him.
Injuries that he...
My KD earlier, 7 feet with handles. Porzingis is KD.
The other games tonight, New England. New Orleans Pelicans, 4.5-point dogs at home to OKC. And the Denver Nuggets, 6.5-point favorites over the Lakers.
I think that's about it. I think that was LeBron's.
He gave you one.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to get swept.
That was.
Now it's time to move on.
Yes. LeBron can't carry that team.
Panthers tonight are -180 favorites over the Lightning. I do believe that the Panthers shut them down and send them home. Let me see here. Shots on goal. Because I've been riding Carter Verhaeghe all series. See, and it's over 2.5 again, which it has been all series. Now it's -180. It was -165 on Saturday, and I bet it. And I don't know if -180 is worth it.
You're moving the line, Hawk.
What's that?
I said you're moving the line.
I am moving the line. Stealing all their Hard Rock money. I got 2 wins in a row. How about that? I'm on a heater. I won the Timberwolves last night.
Douglas.
At -0.5, and I had the Carter Verhaeghe over shots on goal on Saturday. All right, let's get headlines here with Dan Daves rocking out to the music, and you can rock out with him tonight. A little trivia at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You can listen to Solana on this radio station starting at 6:15 pre-heat from the Kaseya Center. Let's get headlines with Dan Day.
And they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Not to bury the lead, of course, you get the Heat and the Celtics tonight at 7:30. Game 4, Rozier is ruled out. You get the Panthers and the Lightning tonight, 7 o'clock. You guys are right there rocking out to the Killers. Amerant Bank Arena. Chance to shut it down and exercise some demons. We got some other headlines of importance. The Dolphins did announce that they officially exercised the fifth-year options on both linebacker Jalen Phillips and wide receiver Jalen Waddle.
All right, good news.
I love it, and we'll have to ask those questions for the entire year.
We have 4 Jalens on the roster. They drafted another Jalen, and then there's also Jalen Ramsey.
And I think they all spell their name different.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I think you might be right.
Yeah, J-A-Y, J-A-E, J-A-L.
Right. Who's the new guy? I wonder how he spells it.
Jalen Wright.
Wright. Tennessee running back.
I think it's J-A-Y. I can't even read my own handwriting. Chop.
Chop. C-H-O-P.
That's it.
Good job.
Four Jalens and a chop.
The type of team you want. More football news. Travis Kelce has agreed to a two-year extension with the Chiefs, making him the NFL's highest-paid tight end.
Yeah. Yes. You know, they were talking about it. We heard it earlier. Remember, he was talking about all that, I might retire and all that. He was trying to get paid again.
He's getting some money. His brother, Jason Kelce, is going to work for ESPN, Monday Night Countdown.
I like him.
I mentioned earlier CBS, which is, man, what's it called, NFL Today?
I don't know.
Their pregame show on Sundays. So
yeah, it's
Phil
NFL
Sims,
Today.
NFL Today. Thank you, Jimmy. Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason are out, and Matt Ryan is in. So it'll be James Brown, Nate Burleson, Matt Ryan, and J.J. Watt.
I like it.
Yeah.
J.J. is good.
He is very good.
Yes.
And he's got the cachet of being J.J. Watt.
So they got.
Does Matt Ryan have a personality?
I don't. He did some announcing last season. He was one of the analysts. He was fine, but he doesn't jump off the screen to me.
He seemed like no energy.
Right. Just kind of like.
Yeah, just talking about football. But like Romo gets excited. His whole thing is just getting excited when something's about to go on.
Right. You feel that excitement because he's genuinely excited. I think Greg Olsen is the same way. Like, he gets excited about football.
Oh, the 36 watches. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, he goes in motion. Yeah. I wonder if Matt can get that going. That's same. You know what? It's the same thing with just those real cerebral, laid-back quarterbacks. I always question their media.
Right.
I just wonder, you replace a guy like Phil Sims, who New York market, New York legend. He's won Super Bowls with a guy like Matt Ryan, Atlanta. Didn't win anything.
I'm with you on that. The only thing that, because when Solano was here earlier, I said, like, do you even know Phil Sims or Boomer Esiason? Like, I mean, I think Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason were doing it for like 26 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't resonate with Solana.
Right.
If Solana knows anybody, it's Phil Sims' son, Chris Sims, you know? And I don't think Boomer Esiason means much of anything to younger people.
Well, talking about quarterbacks, former Canes quarterback Ja'Kari Brown, he has announced his transfer destination will be Central Florida.
UCF for Ja'Kari Brown.
Ward? What's my new man's name?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward. Yeah, you're running him off.
Yep.
All he had to do was see a spring game. I'm out of here, coach.
Bye.
If you need a little warm-up today, you can watch the Marlins and the Nationals. The Nationals go for the four-game sweep of the Marlins, who blew a 7-0 lead yesterday. Oof. Jazz Chisholm hit a grand slam in the first inning. You thought, all right. Nope, they lost yesterday. They're 6-23. And if it gets more exciting, the second-to-worst team in the National League, the Rockies, are coming to town tomorrow.
They had a 7-0 lead yesterday, the Marlins, and could not hold on. No free Whopper Juniors for this homestand yet.
I'm going to the game Thursday at noon against the Rockies and the Marlins. What do you think the actual attendance is going to be?
Thursday noon, two terrible teams. I'm going to say 1,300 people.
No.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
1,300
people, yeah.
And an 18,000.
Because it's too soon for camp day.
Right.
The schools are still in session. 1,300 people.
I thought you were going to say me. Woo! Fan of the game!
You and Giuseppe.
That's about it. Get up early. Whoo, man. On to weather from the Mesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. It is cloudy, yet still warm, with chances of rain both on Tuesday and Wednesday. Of course, the temperature will drop down from what it is right now, 80 to around 75 as the evening goes on.
All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour at the Ameren Bank Arena. Doug Plagans is sitting down with us now. He will be on the call. Now, the radio call with Plagans and Billy Lindsay tonight, you can hear on 790 AM because the Heat will be on 560 AM. So just make sure everybody adjusts
your...
A programming note. Yes. Everybody adjust your presets.
Check your local listings.
Accordingly.
I'll be watching.
Plagans is sitting here with us, and there's some excitement in the building. We were just kind of talking off the air with a bunch of people here about, you know, the chance to send Tampa back home tonight. Not have to travel back to Tampa, worry about Boston or Toronto, whoever it might be. This would be a special win tonight for the Panthers because I think it would exercise a lot of demons that we have carried with us for many seasons as Panthers fans.
For a lot of reasons. To knock Tampa Bay out of the playoffs is one. That was a hurdle that was in the Panthers' way in recent playoff runs. So to be able to get by Tampa Bay, that would mean something. To be able to get by Andrei Vasilevskiy specifically would mean something. I mean, this is a rare situation where you look at a goalie who's got, I think he's 111, 112 career playoff games, and his career save percentage and goals against average are better in the playoffs than during the regular season. And during the playoffs, you're not playing against bottom dweller teams on a Wednesday night in February, you know, when their season's already lost and they're planning for the future. You're not playing those teams. So to have numbers better in the playoffs than you do during the regular season, it illustrates. This is a guy who's on a Hall of Fame track. So for the Panthers, if they can exercise that demon, as you mentioned, that would stand for something. But also, again, if we're just getting right down to the here and now, regardless of who the opponent would be, tomorrow night Boston has a chance to bump off Toronto. And there's a lot of noise around the Leafs right now. You feel like Boston has their number in this current series. So there's some incentive there to stay on the same rest schedule that Boston's going to be on and even have a little bit of a leg up because they could end the series a day earlier. And the Panthers don't have to fly to start the series. So that's important as well. So, again, for a number of reasons, ending this tonight would go a long way. Not to mention the fact that, hey, you know, even if Tampa Bay were to win tonight's game, the Panthers are still the team that's one win away from advancing, and the Lightning are still the team on the brink of elimination. But that's a seasoned, battle-tested team over there, and the last thing you want to do is give them a reason to feel any kind of confidence because they would know that at the end of the day, when you're in their situation, you're thinking, let's get it to seven and take it from there because in a game seven, everything resets basically. So for the Panthers, a lot of reasons to take care of this one here tonight. But you feel like coming home, you like their chances here this evening, because in the first three games we saw what led to the success. Tampa Bay came out with that hot start. It was an emotional win for Tampa Bay a couple of nights ago in Game 4.
And they still made a game out of it, though.
They did. They almost came all the way back. And we talked about it a little bit off the air. Tampa Bay had a really emotional win in that one, with Sergachev coming back in after the leg injury that he sustained in early February. That honestly, that was difficult to watch. I was watching that game live when it happened, and for him to come back, that was something special. Clearly, the team rallied around it. As you know, emotions can will you. You can will a team to one win, maybe two wins on emotion, but over seven games, the better team generally is the team that prevails.
And exercising the demons with the Lightning style of play and the Panther style of play, and I've gathered, you know, we're talking to Mole earlier, and they're two separate styles of play. Did the Panthers get better at their style, or is it the personnel of what's happening? Because it's kind of like passing the torch of that Florida, you know, that what turnpike competition there. What happened to these two teams where now the Panthers, and in my opinion, and the scores show it, they're the more superior team now after getting our butts whooped for years.
The Panthers are the better team right now. And the thing is, you look at, first of all, if you just look at it big picture, the Panthers are now what Tampa Bay was, minus the Stanley Cups a few years ago. The roles have kind of reversed in this series. Tampa Bay is still a really good team. They're a playoff team now. They're, you know, barring something unforeseen, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be a playoff team next year. And as long as they've got Vasilevsky, who is still going to be in his prime for another five or so years, maybe more, as long as he's there at the top of his game, and as long as John Cooper's the coach, and as long as Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov and the crew and are there and they're still doing their thing, it's a team that's going to be in the mix. So they're not going anywhere, but the Panthers are the team that's closer in terms of cup contention at this point in time. So the roles have kind of reversed in that regard. And then if you just look at the way the two teams play, the Panthers are, and the points that illustrate it, we've talked about this quite a bit. I like to look at road record, because if you're good on the road, that means, A, you can win at home if you're good on the road. If you're good on the road, that means you don't rely too much on the matchups. It speaks a lot to your team's depth, because on the road, you don't have that luxury of the last change and always getting, for example, Barkov out there against who you want him out there against. So for the Panthers to have a good road record, that says something. And when you have a good 5-on-5 goal differential, the Panthers were great at 5-on-5 all season long. Tampa Bay is a minus 5-on-5 team during the regular season. So you figured going into this series at 5-on-5, which I know there have been some special teams sequences in this series, but more of a game is going to be played at 5-on-5 than not. If you're good at 5-on-5, the superior team at 5-on-5 is going to have the better chance to win. The Panthers at 5-on-5 honestly can overwhelm Tampa Bay with their speed and their depth, and we've seen that in the stretches where this has stayed 5-on-5. And ultimately, I think that's why the Panthers have been the team that's been able to have the 3-1 lead here at this point, with a chance to punch a ticket to round two tonight.
You've got some excitement going into tonight. I can tell from talking to you off the air and on the air here. This feels like it's the night where you kind of, again, exercise that demon. There's a festive atmosphere here at the arena, and I don't think anything on Saturday made me waver in my belief.
And it shouldn't have.
Right? Because the fact that they still made a game out of it, I mean, you know, down 3-0 on the road, and you're up, you know, 3-0 in the series, you could kind of pack it in. A lot of teams might at that point, and they didn't. They kept fighting back. I felt really good coming out of Saturday's game, to be honest.
Well, a couple things there. For one, again, this is the Rangers did what they had to do, for example. They played Washington. The Rangers finished with the best record in the league. They drew the Washington Capitals in the first round. And not to undermine what Washington did, because honestly, that took a heck of a coaching job from a first-year NHL head coach to get that team into the playoffs and get by teams like Detroit, Pittsburgh. That was a race that went down to the end, and more so went down to the end because nobody took the ball and just ran with it. Washington happened to be the team that kind of got fed to the New York Rangers in the first round. And the Rangers did what you'd expect them to do. They went out, made quick work of that series. Nobody got hurt, won the series in four games. But that's the reward they got, in a way, for being the top team in the National Hockey League. This Tampa Bay team, on the other hand, this is a really good team. And Paul Maurice said as much. When you go on the road, as long as you win your home games, you go on the road, you leave pretty happy with a split. And especially a team like Tampa Bay. Again, this is a team that played great down the stretch. Last 41 games of the regular season, Panthers and Lightning records were very, very similar. The Lightning were getting stronger as the season was going on. They've got a championship pedigree over there. It's not your typical wild card team. So when you look at it that way, it's hard to beat a good team four consecutive games in any sport. In any sport, it's hard to sweep somebody. We see it during the regular season. A lot of times you play a team home and home, two games in a row. It's hard to beat a team two games in a row in the regular season, much less to beat the same team four games in a row in a playoff series. So getting back to your point, Hawk, a loss on Saturday night in Tampa, it shouldn't have changed your feeling at all on this series overall. It's no surprise. You didn't expect Tampa Bay to come into the series and lay down and get swept.
And then the Panthers are meaner than the Lightning. They push them more. That during Kachuk mushes everybody in the face. I was screaming at the watch party. I was like, mush their face. They don't do anything back. Just keep mushing that face. Is that something psychological that the Panthers do to teams? They say physical, but it's almost like bullying them a little bit.
Well, it's the Panthers' DNA. They play an in-your-face style of hockey, and that's why, you know, it's not a bad thing. The Panthers were near the top of the league in terms of, you know, team penalty minutes this season. And sometimes they took a few more trips to the penalty box than they'd probably like to, but that also just comes with them playing the way they're going to play, and you don't want them to take that out of their game. And when you play that style, you're going to take a few extra penalties. But there is still, and you know, it's in all sports, there's still a place for intimidation out there. There's still a place for that. And it's something that, and you mentioned Matthew Tkachuk specifically. He is one of the absolute best in anything at the game within the game. And he never gets fazed by anything in term, whether it be pressure, because let's be honest, the way he plays, everybody across the league, you know, teams have to have the ultimate respect for the way he plays. But let's just say he's not a fan favorite in some of the other buildings that we go to this season.
He's the guy that you root for when he's on your team, and if he's not, you hate him.
And he does not let it bother him. Early on his first season with the Panthers, he scored a goal in Edmonton, and he was obviously with the Flames for a long time and was part of that Battle of Alberta, and clearly the Oilers fans weren't big Matthew Tkachuk fans, and he scored a goal, and he gave him the old hand next to the ear, and it was awesome. And it was just that's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that's just part of this Panthers team's DNA, and he's obviously a huge part of it. But they have a lot of guys that follow suit and play that way.
Yeah, yep. I love it.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. Again, Panthers game is on AM 790. Heat game is here on 560 WQAM. So, you know, Crowder was in Detroit. Plagans, a proud Detroiter, and he had Detroit-style pizza. And I was in Tampa yesterday, I was telling you off the air, and I had Detroit-style pizza. We went to this Nona Slice House in Tampa that I had seen Dave Portnoy review on the – is it the one-bite pizza reviews or two-bite pizza reviews?
It's one-bite.
One-bite. And he had reviewed this place, and they have Detroit-style pizza there. So you and I have both had it, and I'm a big fan. I'd had it a couple times, but never, like, really good Detroit-style pizza. And you were saying that a lot of Midwesterners – are in the Tampa area, Naples, Fort Myers. That's kind of a Midwestern place. You liked your Detroit-style pizza?
Delicious.
Yeah.
And they put
Where'd you go?
It's been around since 1846 or something.
He had an Uber Eats room because we saw the box. Was it Buddy's or
Little Caesars?
It was.
Was it Buddy's?
Hey, Little Caesars, Domino's, Jets.
Actually, I haven't had Jets.
Hungry Howie's, those are all Michigan. And
so is Jets traditional Detroit-style pizza?
It's,
though?
Because it's the square deep dish. It kind of
but
fits.
But the tomato sauce is not really on the top of Jets
That's
pizza.
The one variable, but it is very Detroit-inspired. And then Marco's, which is also a great pizza chain, is Toledo, which is that's basically a far-reaching southern suburb of Detroit.
You know what else? The product that I talked about on air. Between the pan and the dough, they put cheese. So it's like a crust of cheese between the dough. I don't have it down here.
It was really good. What I had in Tampa was phenomenal.
It's a great pizza, and people have moved out of Detroit, but they have clearly taken the pizza inspiration.
Is that your favorite style of pizza?
Yeah, it's either Detroit style or, you know what's interesting is I would have never said this until the first time I went to New York when my buddy and I did our baseball trip in 2014, and we went to a Mets game, but we got into the city early and went and found a place that had real New York pizza.
Ray's Original.
That was, you know, I wouldn't have said it just having the New York pizza around
New York pizza, whatever, but when you go get it really in New York, it gives
you a whole different appreciation for it. So it's Detroit pizza and
New York
pizza.
What about Chicago deep dish?
I used to like it way more than I do now. It's not it's not a go-to for me. It's takes forever to get it, and you only eat one piece, and it's a knife and fork operation. I just don't. It's just not. I can't put it anywhere
Chicago
near.
Chicago tavern style, which is cut into squares and very thin, sometimes even a cornmeal crust, the best.
So there's a pizza, a thin crust at a pizza place called Donato's that's in Ohio. They do it kind of like that. It's all cut in squares, and it's very thin.
Tavern
I love
style
that.
Pizza
love that.
Is great.
Yeah,
that's
love
an underrated squares.
Cornmeal?
So this place that I grew up going to in Highland Park was Barnaby's. And it was a cornmeal crust. We used to call it sand on the bottom because it was like they had like residue on the bottom. So friggin' good. I want to curse.
The first time I've ever thought appetizing and residue went the same. usually when the word residue gets thrown around,
it's negative. It's usually a negative.
You're not trying to sell me something.
Get some of that residue.
All right, Doug Plagans has to go call a hockey game tonight. Hey, call a dub, will you, so that we can worry about the next series?
That's the plan.
All right, there you go. Doug Plagans tonight, AM 790 is the hockey game, and 560 is the Heat game. All right, have a good broadcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, believe it or not, I got to give away the movie tickets. I'll do that in the next segment. I'll give away the movie tickets in the next segment.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
La vaca, the cow, survives the milking. I don't think an almond does. I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
And it's probably sad.
It got to be sad.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I know Ryan from Funky Buddha. I think he's on his way to the game tonight.
And Funky Buddha guys love the Panthers.
Tell you what, it is a who's who of media here, and it's only round one, but I'm watching Clay Ferrero downstairs getting ready to do a stand-up for Local 10. Josh Moser is right here working on scripts and hoo-ha for the newscast, and we had Mike Cuno on with us. And I was, I was thinking when we were coming today, I'm like, I wonder if everybody's going to be at the Kaseya Center, but I guess not. And Cuno brought up a good point. It's a potential closeout game versus just the Heat trying to tie it at two.
Yeah.
So
and,
there'll be some action tonight.
And what we've learned, the Lightning, that the exercising the demons of the Lightning.
Yeah, there's a backstory. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a backstory. And you get all the, well, everybody but Sam Bennett. I was going to say for the Heat, you're missing a couple of well-known personalities. Let me see what I have here. So a couple things as we wrap things up at the Amerant Bank Arena. Didn't even get to today. Today is Ron Washington's birthday and Andre Agassi's birthday. And if you're a longtime listener of this show, you know that if it was a different situation for the Heat and the Panthers, we'd have done 4 hours on Ron Washington versus Andre Agassi. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But if you know, you know.
I don't even know how we did that.
I don't know how we did that either, but I have a pillow. Today is also Master P's birthday. Guess how old he is?
Ooh, Master P, 55.
Yeah, 54.
54?
Yeah. When you're 54, when you stand up, yeah.
Run up those stairs. Nah. Take this elevator.
Jerry Seinfeld is 70 today. Willie Nelson is 91 today. You all right? Very phlegmy and coffee today.
I know, man.
What happened?
All that travel.
The movie Valley Girl was released on this day in 1983. One of my all-time favorite movies. No one's seen it. It's a, it's one of those movies that, you know, if you grew up in the 80s, you saw it. But other than that, you did not.
Never heard of it.
I know. It's a Nicolas Cage movie, believe it or not.
Really?
And the music is starting up here now in the Amerant Bank Arena, and people are walking in. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop, and it is going to be a fun and hopefully victorious night.
Yes.
We have a giveaway to do. I didn't do it yet today, and we're going to be doing this, every day this week, and I will do it here at the end of the show. We have a four-pack of tickets to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. That's Guns N' Roses. They're
that
doing
is.
Mr. Brownstone.
That's a cover band, I guess?
Correct. That is not Guns N' Roses.
Oh, right. Okay. I was about to say, look young. Keep yourself together.
All right. We got to wrap things up here. People are walking in. Uh-oh, I see some Lightning jerseys. Boo.
They will be in here, Hawk.
I know.
Yeah, they ain't.
Cool giveaway tonight, too, courtesy of Celsius. It's like an LED light-up white towel.
I've never seen one of these before.
I had neither. They're on...
I've been to a lot of sporting events.
It's really cool.
Yes.
That's a cool giveaway. Thank you, Tree, our on-site engineer. Thank you for Mike Cuno for sitting in for over an hour with us.
Jeez.
And Randy Moeller stopping by, chatting with us. Doug Plagans as well. And going to be some action here tonight. So, again, Heat game, 560 QAM. Panthers game, 790 AM. Dan Day is going to come up next after us here on 560. And then Solana will get you ready for Heat game 4. Preheat begins at 6:15 this evening. Tommy Tighe will join them, and then you'll get the game call. The Heat game tips off at 7:30. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call. on the Miami Heat audio experience.
Hey!
All right, you ready to roll out of here?
Yeah, man.
Want to go downstairs to the Funky Buddha tap room here?
You know, we can run down there if you go here.
We can run down for a minute or two. We've got some pretzels already. Yeah, I mean,
on, man.
Things are heading in our direction.
Oh, the band got the crew coming.
I mean, it's a scene.
The energy here is going to be crazy tonight.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun night, man. Oh, do I hope the Panthers win tonight and throw rats all over the Lightning heads.
I think there might be a couple fights in the crowd.
So I would imagine there might be.
Lightning fans,
I think there will be some fights on the ice.
Yeah,
I think
you're
going to have a chippy game tonight.
These Lightning fans talk nasty to you. They did one game I was at.
All right, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you, hopefully, about a Heat and a Panthers victory and even a Marlins victory manana.
What's the name of that goalie award?
You need to need, 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 need
that's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need. Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.